it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I
welcome
can catch catfish from dusk till
to the
dawn.
Trump phenomenon, folks. You are tuned in tonight here on February 3rd, 2017 to our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time program, The Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host, James Kelso. The show is always live. Included in that is your live phone call. So please feel free to call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And with us tonight, we've got George in Maryland. George, thank you so much.
Hi, James. Like we said, we want to hear from Donald Trump's excellent address today. Did want to mention the lead headline on Politico was there's a federal, I say again, federal judge in Seattle who's decided he or she's more important than Donald Trump. And Mr. Trump, screw you, you can't have your travel ban. So I'm looking forward to the second firing of another idiot federal judge.
Well, yes, the what is that in one of our intro songs? Buffalo Springfield says, "There's battle lines, be informed." So,
this is kind of the Justice Department. I mean, we don't have our Mr. Sessions yet. He's going to get there, but he might not have to lift a finger because. Trump's already fired the acting person. He's appointed a temporary. And, you know, whatever that guy's name is, you call him and say, will you please fire the judge in Seattle and call me when you're finished? And I'll even let you appoint the new one. But the other side doesn't get it. You know, the president is God. And, you know, we've had to have Bill Clinton as 8 years of God. And three, you know, Bush and Bush for 12 years, and the unspeakable one for eight more. That's the way it works. And the president says you're fired, you're fired.
Yeah. Well, yes, indeed. And let's listen to the president, to our president, giving us what he, I love the way he titles this, your weekly address. That's the title, right across the page. And you'll, we're all going to get used to this. This is now the second weekly address. Let's see. I edited it up before. If he's going to be with us for 8 years, as he is, 52 times 8, 416 of these addresses we are going to be hearing. Here's the second one, delivered today to us at whitehouse.gov. Here he comes. This is a fireside chat, folks. This is what it is. We talked about this. We were hoping that he would do this.
My fellow Americans, this week I nominated Neil Gorsuch for the United States Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is one of the most qualified people ever to be nominated for this post. He's a graduate of Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford. He's a man of principle. He has an impeccable resume. He's widely respected by everyone. And Judge Gorsuch's proven track record upholding the Constitution makes him the ideal person to fill the vacancy left by the late, great Antonin Scalia, a truly fabulous justice. 10 years ago, the Senate unanimously approved Judge Gorsuch's nomination to serve on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. I urge members of both parties to support Judge Gorsuch and, in so doing, to protect our laws and our freedoms. This week, we also took significant action to roll back the massive regulation that is devastating our economy and crippling American companies.
Good afternoon, everyone.
That's why I've issued a new executive order to create a permanent structure of regulatory reduction. This order requires that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must, and I mean must, be eliminated. It's out of control. The January employment report shows that the private sector added 237,000 jobs last month. A lot of that has to do with the spirit our country now has. Job growth far surpassed expectations in January, and the labor force participation also grew, so you can be encouraged about the progress of our economy. It's going to be a whole new ballgame. But there is still much work to do, that I can tell you. Also this week, on the first day, Black History Month, I was pleased to host African-American leaders at the White House. We're determined to deliver more opportunity, jobs, and safety for the African-American citizens of our country. America can really never, ever rest until children of every color are fully included in the American dream. So important. I think probably one of my most and maybe my most important goal. It is our mutual duty and obligation to make sure this happens. At Dover Air Force Base on Wednesday, I joined the family of Chief Special Warfare Operator William Ryan Owens as our fallen hero was returned home, a great man. Chief Owens gave his life for his country and for our people. Our debt to him and his family, a beautiful family, is eternal. God has truly blessed this nation to have given us such a brave and selfless patriot as Ryan. We will never forget him. We will never, ever forget those who serve, believe me. And I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions. On every single front, we are working to deliver for American workers and American families. You, the law-abiding citizens of this country, are my total priority. Your safety, your jobs, and your wages guide our decisions. We are here to serve you, the great and loyal citizens of the United States of America. The forgotten men and women will never be forgotten again, because from now on, it's going to be America first. That's how I got elected. That's why you voted for me, and I will never forget it. God bless you, and God bless America.
Yeah, I counted 8 points made there, folks, in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. That, if you recall your history, President Roosevelt delivered over the radio something called a fireside chat. It was very effective for him, and we speculated right on this radio show, George. We hope Donald Trump will institute fireside chats using video.
Just that.
Clearly, he's listening to the show, and he has done just that. We heard our second weekly address. I don't know whether these will be every Friday sort of a thing, but we'll have another one next week. You know, he's made it clear. He's given us something to expect. And notice, folks, people are busy having to work the two jobs they have to pay to cover their expenses in the flattened economy of America. So they don't have time to listen to an hour speech. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. He covered Neil Gorsuch. And here's the highlights of his week. He hit that ball out of the park. His rollback on regulatory administration, requiring two regulations be repealed for every one that's instituted. Beautiful. The great new job report today, 237,000 new jobs, 237,000 families that are now able to make ends meet. His point on jobs and safety for all Americans, including African Americans. and is a great meeting there with African-American leaders, honoring William Ryan Owens at Dover Air Force Base, the return of his body, an executive order requiring new vetting, very good, for people like the clown at the Louvre today, who was intending to chop people up at the Louvre in Paris. Hair trigger guards, well armed, got him before he got in. And then I like the way he closed, saying, "Your safety, your job, your wages is my total mission, and it will be number 8, America first from here on out." And then we're getting used to these great phrases that our president uses. That I can tell you, and believe me.
I like those.
Yeah, so.
Hey, James, a George observation.
Yeah.
Just to ruffle a feather or two. So this is we'll call it day 13. And this man has done amazing stuff. I mean, he's done more things as a president in 12 days than most have in their first 6 months. I need to remind everybody who's watched him. In 12 days, Donald Trump has not even uttered the word Israel. And on our side, we got so many hysterical rags and magazines. Oh, my God. Oh, Donald Trump is just... he's in the back pocket of Netanyahu. All he thinks about is, you know, he's 110,000% Israel first, was in one of our mags. What are you watching or what are you listening to, sports fans? Donald Trump is totally ignoring not only Israel, but everyone else who's not us. I mean, I listened to that chat and I've watched what he's doing. He is performing the America first policy.
Yes, and he has.
And
I'm
waiting for somebody to contradict me on that.
Well, I agree with you, George.
Hey, Paul, welcome. Welcome,
hey, rock
folks.
And roll. Welcome
back,
Paul.
Yeah, I had some problems getting on tonight, but that's at my end. I agree with you. I noticed there was in the international edition of the New York Times on Thursday, there was a near hysterical article crying about... I guess it's the son-in-law of Donald Trump. He's Jewish. Why hasn't he done something? How could he possibly allow the commemoration of the so-called Holocaust, not even to mention Jews? There's this, I guess that's this fellow named Kirshner. I mean, this is not turning out the way some people expected. And, I think we're very wise to hold off snap judgments.
And vis-a-vis Israel, one good thing that Donald Trump did this week, catching all the usual commentators completely by surprise, Donald Trump sternly addressed the Israeli government, said, "No, don't stop the out-of-control new settlements in the occupied territories." And just a stern warning. Stop this out-of-control.
I heard it, James. Forgive me, but I was there when George W., he took the oath of office with his blatherous campaign with some vague promises to help America. He spent his entire 8 years, getting... he hadn't even been started yet, so you didn't know this, but Iraq's bad, and we're going to invade the Middle East. And he did. And yeah. That was Zionist first, Zionist last, Zionist in the middle, and it was. This is not happening now, sports fans. It's not. Read the papers, listen to the show, watch what he's doing, and tell me that isn't the case.
Yeah, but Donald Trump displayed his very independent and very strong judgment. And he is committed. He let people know he is committed to a two-state solution in Israel, meaning that the Palestinians are to have a state as well as the Israelis are to have a state. And colonizing those areas, those small areas that are still Palestinian, Donald Trump told the Israeli government, is not helpful. Stop.
Not helpful at all, no.
We've got a caller with us, William in Montana. William, you've got the microphone.
Greetings, gentlemen. James, I really have come to appreciate what you go through every day when you try to go through everything that's happened and summarize it to put it into your show. I mean, I you know, I'm really covering the whole Russian thing, but when George was talking today, you know, Geert Wilders, who is the Dutch leader of the Freedom Party, which he started in 2006. He was the only member in 2006, and they said it'll never go anywhere. And now, you know, their party has four seats in the 28 in the Dutch Parliament. But he agreed with George, and he said Donald Trump. He said he's been amazed by Donald Trump. Because he said, here is a politician that's actually doing what he said he was going to do. And he said, he has accomplished more in these first 2 weeks than all of the nations in the EU have accomplished in their existence. He said, if we would have had someone like Trump, there would be many hundreds of people that did not have to die in Europe.
Oh.
He said, just one politician like Trump. So he said Trump has accomplished more than all the nations in Europe have accomplished in their existence as it pertains to immigration.
Wow. That's Geert Wilders, folks. And that's the Dutch Freedom Party.
Yep.
You know, a Dutch analog to the American Freedom Party. And this is what's happening all over Europe and in Europe right now. Of course, I didn't let new listeners know. Paul, are you still in London, England?
Yes, I am. A big London forum tomorrow. It's it's going to be very exciting.
And this is great, folks. The international advisor to the American Freedom Party, Paul Fromm. Of course, in his capacity as really one of the stars of the Patriot cause worldwide, being at the London Forum, which is a great assembly of patriots. And we really look forward to your report from the London Forum, Paul. And
one thing.
Yes, go ahead, William.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to also, another important thing that happened in going over, this is from Rossinia Segodia, which is a Russian language, news agency. And Walid Faris, who is a Lebanese scholar, he's a Christian, and he was the one that Trump picked as his Middle East policy advisor during the presidential campaign. And he appeared on Rossinia Segodnia and said that even though, and this is the first summary, and this is to the Russian people, he said, some Congress members are worried about a multitude of problems inherited from the past, but is still troubling us today. But he added, he said, in consultation with Trump is now convinced that we are now in the next stage and must go on. So this is the first admission by a member of Trump's team saying that, yes, there's reservations in Congress, but we will go on, and we are going to form an alliance with the Russian people.
Very good.
Oh, very nice.
That was on February 1st. That it was published on February 2nd, but that was he appeared and said, "This is from the man." And
well, thank you. You know, you've given us our best quote of the night. I'm sure we can't top Geert Wilders. 2 weeks more than all the EU nations combined in their history as an EU. Beautiful.
Well, I mean, Germany's completely surrendered its borders. France isn't much better. The UK talks a big fight, but Tony Blair let in a million third worlders to try to replace work-class folks
lost. We'll come right back to that, Paul, after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent
comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And William, brother, I love you for these very concise, terse reports of the really the most important things that you notice that we may have missed in the show. I thank you so much for doing this, William.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, there's no end to what we can cover, and it's unbelievable. I'm learning so much about the United States by, you know, going to the Russian news agencies.
Oh, and William, because, William, yes. your beat is not just a Russian beat. To quote Donald Trump, not you're fired, you're hired. You're hired, William, at our usual pay scale here at this program.
I'm expecting a check any day now.
And I hope to at least
get 80% of what George gets.
Let me just pay a quick tribute to my good friend, a retired lawyer, Al, in Edmonton, Alberta. He just sent me an email and to his little list advising if you want objective news, tune into Russian TV, which is available in English in North America, without all the editorializing and BS that almost all of the lamestream media hammers us with.
Yeah, I find that there's two levels of Russian news. There's the Russian news that's in Russian, which I have a hard time following it at its pace. You know, I can if I, you know, download it as a YouTube, I can go through and I can understand it. They speak very fast, just like our news people do. But it's almost like news heavy and news light. Any news that is coming out through RT or through some of their English language things they purposely make it light because they know that the English, you know, consumers of it just are not going to have the political sophistication. I mean, when they go into something, they go into something, I mean, just like I said once before, on the sanctions, the ideas of sanctions. I mean, it's like the Russian press and the Russian consumers of the Russian press, you know, have like 60 blocks to play with, and the American consumers have like 10.
Well, our audience is thankful. William, our audience is thankful to have access to you. Thank you so much for coming into the show again.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck.
We're gonna have Mitzi on from Florida in just a moment. Let us now do our now becoming traditional, the Fireside Chats traditional. Donald Trump's tweets, a tradition here on this show. And Donald Trump, again, being very concise. What has he tweeted to us? Directly to us. And how many? Let me see how many. He's got 23.6 million followers on Twitter now. Here are some of the things he has told us in the last 24 hours. He said, do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal. Then he said, if UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people with a different point of view, all caps, no federal funds? Question mark.
That's got to come. These sanctuary cities and these rioting entitled privileged minorities, they've got to obey the law, plain and simple.
Then he says, Iran has been formally put on notice for firing a ballistic missile. Should have been thankful for the terrible deal the U.S. made with them. Then he tweets, Iran was on its last legs and ready to collapse until the U.S. came along and gave it a lifeline in the form of the Iran deal, $150 billion. Then hitting another subject, he tweets, thank you, Samsung. We would love Samsung. We would love to have you. This is in regards a Samsung plant that will be built in the U.S. Then here's a great one. Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger did a really bad job as governor of California, and even worse on The Apprentice. So I love it. Arnold Schwarzenegger opposed him. He endorsed John Kasich in the primaries and in the general election, and refused to endorse Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump's letting him have it. Then he says,
and he's right. Schwarzenegger ran a huge deficit in California, and he did nothing to white people.
Yeah, a lousy governor. Our family used to live next door to Donald Trump, or to I wish that to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. We got a little break here. We will come right back to you. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do we love that song?
Yes, we sure do.
That's Gretchen Wilson, folks, and the immortal Merle Haggard. Let me finish with Donald Trump's tweets to us today. I'm for the working man, me and old Hag, and Donald Trump, Gretchen Wilson, can add into that song. Here, Donald Trump says, thank you to Prime Minister of Australia for telling the truth about our very civil conversation that fake news media lied about. Very nice, he said. And shame on me. I took the bait. I quoted the Washington Post on that conversation. I got it wrong. And shame on me for trusting a report from the Washington Post. Then he says, meeting with the biggest business leaders this morning, good jobs are coming back to the U.S. Healthcare and tax bills are being crafted now. Then he says, in relation to Berkeley, professional anarchists, thugs, and paid protesters are proving the point. of the millions of people who voted to make America great again. And then talking about the attack at the Louvre today in Paris, France, a new radical Islamic terrorist has just attacked in the Louvre Museum in Paris. Tourists were locked down. France is on edge again. Get smart, U.S. We must keep evil out of our country. That was a tweet just 3 hours ago. And Donald Trump has today gotten on Air Force One and headed to Mar-a-Lago, his home in Palm Beach, Florida. And my family used to live next door to Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Pacific Palisades in California. And he was on the other side of the Arnold was on the other side of our fence. I also used to live next door, in effect, next to the water, anyway, to the Intracoastal Waterway next door to Mar-a-Lago, which means sea to lake, Mar-a-Lago. And that refers to the fact that Mar-a-Lago, the fabulous Donald Trump home and resort there in Palm Beach, on one side of it is on the Atlantic Ocean and the other side is on the Intracoastal Waterway. So that brings us up to date on Donald Trump today. Let's go to our phones again, and let's see here. I promised Mitzi the next line. Mitzi, you're on the air.
Good evening, James. I turned in a little bit late tonight, so I don't know if you talked about this, but this is a breaking news. U.S. judge, a federal judge, temporarily halts Trump's travel ban nationwide. And according to it, it'll be appealed, and it probably will go to the Supreme Court. And Schumer is all excited about this, and it's all over the Internet. Fox News posted it an hour ago. U.S. judge temporarily blocked travel ban from majority Muslim countries. CNN was 11 minutes ago. Federal judge temporarily halts Trump's travel ban nationwide. And so... They really don't care about our safety, do they?
No, they don't. And, Mitzi, it makes the point as to how weak the enemy is right now and how desperate they are. These pipsqueak judges, sure, there were sure to appear some Obama or Clinton-type appointees, bellyaching. This will happen throughout the entire 8 years of the Trump administration while these judges are still hanging around. But there are hundreds of judges. Orders from judges are a dime a dozen. This does not in any way slow down the Trump train. The latest order, the order in question here, is just one small piece of the huge array of legislation and orders that Donald Trump will roll out to ensure that, as he said to us tonight in his report to us, his weekly report, he said, I'm going to make sure that, let me find his exact words, the people we let into the country love and support our people. That's a quote, that they love and support our people. Folks, that is revolutionary. He's announcing immigration is a privilege that we grant at our discretion or withhold at our discretion. It is not a right. Nobody has a right to immigrate into anybody else's country. And this
isn't that a radical idea?
Oh, you know,
this seems to be just plain common sense. You know, 50 years ago, I doubt that three members out of the 535 members of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate would have a problem with that. I mean, it was just, well, of course, everybody agrees with this. Why would you let people into your country who hate you or who basically don't like America, don't want to go along with, you know, with America's beliefs and principles? I mean, it makes no sense. The fact that this would even be considered radical or right wing or revolutionary. It used to be just plain simple patriotism, and I think Donald Trump is bringing common sense back to politics, and it's so refreshing.
Yeah, yeah, so, James, I just wanted to reinforce, Mitzi's brought up a great, you know, the event of the evening here, and I'm just reading through one after another, the Washington Compost, the Seattle Times, the Urinal and Constipation, the Politico, with this breathless, courageous judge defies Donald Trump and shoots down the order, and going, no, that's not what's happening. It should read, idiot judge is just guaranteed to be fired within a short period of time, will be steamrolled by whoever, the, you know, when it's time to have an attorney general. And lots of other judges, including one in Boston, have already said, Rongo Bongo, I'm enforcing, you know, the, I'm enforcing the executive order. And like you said, boy, does this smack of fabulous desperation.
Yes, folks, there are so many.
And what courage does it take to, for an unelected judge to make a decision like that? He can pontificate, but he doesn't have to bear the consequences.
This is amazing. How many more judges are going to fall on their sword for Obama? He's gone. You know, federal judges make a pretty penny. Tell you what, if I'm the guy's wife, I'm kicking him, you know, where and go, honey, you're going to bankrupt the family.
Yes, yes. And folks, Donald Trump, these are just opening shots that Donald Trump has launched with the effort to stop the existing, the current wave of Obama-authorized people flooding into our country. But, you know, this, there will be such a range of measures taken by the Trump administration, including this wonderful wall, which will commence immediately. And the Trump administration announced that they think the wall will take no more than 2 years to build. They will start the construction immediately. And this is just one of the many things, the internal enforcement that will be, that we will see. Hiring, talk about how big this is going to be. Donald Trump said he ordered the tripling of the size of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, tripling the size, and adding 7,000 new Border Patrol agents immediately. Just an example. Can you imagine? And, of course, the ICE, the two unions, the ICE Union and the Border Patrol Union, officially announced that they are, their leaders announced that their members are ecstatic and overjoyed with these orders, and that they are really now eagerly showing up for work and doing their jobs, which they were prohibited from doing by the clown Barack Hussein Obama. Can you believe that we ever elected a guy with that name, Barack Hussein Obama?
We didn't. The other side did. The George, you know, Soros did.
Yeah, if you folks, when Paul Fromm and I were, and George were children, if somebody had said that in the future, I foresee America will elect a president named Barack, with the first name Barack, and the middle name Hussein, and the last name Obama, people would have said, you're a dope. What are you talking about? All three of those things are impossible. But it actually happened. What a nightmare. And, you know, this being inside this administration is like waking up from a nightmare and having just avoided the sequel nightmare of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let us go. Mitzi, anything more you've got for us, Mitzi?
I just wanted to add that this federal judge who just shut down Trump's executive order nationwide, his name is James Robart, R-O-B-A-R-T, and he's a George W. Bush appointee. And he's bragging on there that he could hold President Trump in contempt. That was something that I read on The Hill, their website. But they were trying to do something to my computer, so I clicked out, or they were trying to log into me. But I am concerned about all the attacks he has against him. And I really think that they're delaying, you know, Betsy DeVos's appointment because they need Jeff Sessions to vote for her. And, you know, the longer, we really need Jeff Sessions to be the attorney general quickly.
Yes,
and I think
that will happen.
Some of,
yeah, that,
chaos we're having.
Yeah, that will happen forthwith. And the don't even think, Mitzi, that this judge's order shuts down anything. Only in his fantasy, you will notice that Donald Trump, now sitting at John Kennedy's desk in the Oval Office, he has selected the portraits that he wants on the wall of our Oval Office now, and right behind him he has put a portrait of Andrew Jackson, our president from 1829 to 1837, two terms, just as Donald Trump will serve, and who is on your $20 bill. There's a portrait there by John Wesley Jarvis right behind him that was painted around 1817 before Jackson became president. And the Jackson famously said in his duels with the Supreme Court, Jackson said after the Supreme Court made a ruling contrary to Jackson's orders, he said, "You've made your ruling, now enforce it." And what he's the point, and they weren't able to enforce it, by the way. Andrew Jackson had all the guns, all the executive authority, all the power, compared to a court which blah, blah, blah. And that was the Supreme Court that he was saying that to, not some pipsqueak federal judge. And another little note of interest here, under the Obama administration, guess what? You know, take a look at that $20 bill in your wallet, folks. That portrait of Andrew Jackson. Do you realize who was scheduled by Obama to replace Andrew Jackson on newly issued $20 bills that we're scheduled to get?
Harriet Tubman.
Oh. Harriet Tubman replacing the great Andrew Jackson on our $20 bills. Oh, my goodness. Please tell me that Donald Trump has been elected soon enough to avert this monstrosity.
I think so, Jim.
And I think, by the way, by putting Andrew Jackson on the wall behind him, I think he might be thinking of this very eventuality, letting the people know that no, this is one of our heroes, folks. Mitzi, thank you so much for calling, as always.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Bye-bye. Let's take another caller here. Let us go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Hello, James, George, and Paul.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, that was very good news. That was some very good news we got, James. Very good news. Can you hear me, James?
Yes, I can. What have you got for us tonight? What piece of news have you got?
I got some very good news. They say in 2018, in the election for the Senate, that Trump probably is going to get a really super majority. I do believe he's going to pick off 18 senators. On this, he's going to probably be looking at 65 senators or more in 2018, which is going to be fantastic. We won't have to.
Well, I like that. I like that. What you're referring to, this is important, folks. In this last just concluded senatorial election, you know, every 2 years, a third of the Senate comes up for reelection, and the in this cycle, there were lots of Republicans who were leaving office. So this was a very dangerous cycle. The Republicans held on to their majority, thank goodness. The next cycle is going to have more Democrats, just by the luck of the draw, more Democrats who are exposed and could be thrown out. So, yes, the 52-48 Republican majority in the Senate might increase in the next election. That's great news,
James,
Tom, yes.
No, James, they're saying actually there's going to be 65 Republicans in the next the 2018 election. That's what it's looking like by a lot of the political analysts. But Mitzi brought something out a minute ago, James, about Fox News. Well, I was wondering if Mitzi saw the thing where they have a bunch of signs that says Mexicans for Muslims. And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy Soros and this guy Slim teaming up against Trump? Because, look, why don't they take all these Muslims into Mexico, James? Why are these Muslims coming to the United States when they can go to Mexico?
What a wonderful idea. Why don't we have all these Muslims go to Mexico City? That's a super idea.
Right.
I would even contribute my own money to make it happen.
I agree with George. And I say let's give $100 each for a block on the wall. I'll give $100 for the brick on the walls.
Yeah.
Well, see, we'll give each of them a whole bag full of tacos and a sombrero, and you can go live in Mexico and live happily ever after.
Muslims from Mexicans from Muslims.
They would immediately start complaining that it wasn't halal meat, and they probably in a year's time they drive the Mexicans so crazy they do what the Mexicans have done to immigrants coming up from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. They beat them, they rape them, they murder them. This might be the best thing ever, that they put such a beating on these ungrateful Muslims that there might be a lesson learned all around.
Tom, that is such a fabulous idea. Let's send all these wonderful new Asian Muslim immigrants to Mexico.
All right. There you go. We got a break. Coming up. Tom, thank you for calling in. We got one more segment coming up after this, folks. You might be able to squeeze in a call. See you right after the break.
The good times ain't over for good.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is our last segment. I'm James Kelso. This is the American Freedom Party's radio show, The Trump Phenomenon. And thank you much for joining us. Check out our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And we'd surely be honored if you would help support this show. I'll give you an address. James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN. 56721. The sort of to wind up the show here, I'm just noting the the portrait of Andrew Jackson behind President Kennedy's desk, and I just looked up the history of President Kennedy's desk. The desk that Donald Trump is sitting at, Kennedy's desk, was given to President Rutherford B. Hayes by Queen Victoria.
Wow.
In 1880. And get this, talk about our heritage, Paul. It was carved from the timbers of HMS Resolute, and British ship. And there's a door that opens in the middle front of it, and you remember that photo of little John Kennedy playing under his dad's desk and peeking out through that door. And our incoming president, Donald Trump, our new president, his son, Baron William Trump, a little bit older. He's 10 years old, and he's a big kid. He's 5'7" already. Baron Trump, I don't know if he can squeeze under the desk there, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I think that that's the desk that America can really identify with Donald Trump. To sit at that desk is just wonderful. And John Kennedy had on the little table behind the desk and behind his rocking chair. Remember that rocking chair? John Kennedy had constant back pain, and he sat in a rocking chair to try to help with the constant pain in his back. He had a picture of his mother there, his mother behind him. And Donald Trump has a picture of his dad and mom on the table behind him. His dad, Fred, and his mom, McLeod, both the German and Scottish sides of the Trump ancestry. Well, as we wrap up the show, Paul, I'd love to have just a little report from you from the home of HMS Resolute. How are things in Britain?
Well, I've got sad to say, you know, as you walk around the streets, you see an awful lot of miscegenation, an awful lot of race mixing. It's really pretty depressing. And you see, I won't say a lot, but, you know, a reasonable number of good-looking, you know, white guys with black females. And, I mean, there's other forms of race mixing. But, a sad thing has happened to the English people. They're being very discouraged by by years and years of third world immigration, and that was being inflicted on them both by the Conservatives and the Labour. Anyway, things are turning around though with the fight against Brexit. I mean, the fight.
Well, it's wonderful that you're there to speak at the London Forum. It's sad to hear about it starting to look like Londonistan.
Yeah,
we will all be back again on Sunday for our 3-hour show, and which will go in much more depth. See you on Sunday, folks.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.